Inshallah, a brief lesson of hadith will take place. Brothers request to participate, inshallah, it will be beneficial. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى يا كريم Alhamdulillah, last week we concluded the chapter of Babu Husn al-Khuluq, the chapter which discussed good character. Prior to this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had been introducing good character, different aspects. If we go back to the beginning, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that ideally a person should stay in seclusion, isolation, away from people. This is the ideal, right? And this is what is encouraged in Sharia, to keep yourself away from people. If you're going to mingle with the people, mix with the people, it's necessary that you have certain qualities. Otherwise, you're going to cause yourself more harm than good. If you can't control your anger, if you don't develop good character, if you don't know how to be patient, and he mentions a whole list of things. And then he mentions the like a umbrella chapter, Babu Husn al-Khuluq, the chapter which discusses Husn al-Khuluq, where he continues to mention after this that, look, although I'm talking about general good akhlaq here, each khuluq, each specific quality, each specific characteristic has its importance, has its virtue. And like in the last chapter, one of the ahadith we covered where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that I am the guarantor, I give the guarantee of a place in the fi rabdil jannah, in the outskirts of Jannah, for someone who leaves the argument even if they are in the right. So even if they're in the right, they leave the argument, I give the guarantee of Jannah, you know, somewhere on the outskirts of Jannah. And then secondly, the Prophet ﷺ said, and I give the guarantee of a place in the middle of Jannah for someone who avoids lying, even if it's as a joke. They never lie, even if it is as a joke, humorously, you know, lying. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, and I give the guarantee of a place fi a'la al-Jannah, in the highest part of Jannah, to someone whose entire akhlaq are beautiful, amazing, who has good akhlaq. And the ulama say, what does that mean? This person who has husnul khuluq, the whole package, he will not lie, he will never lie, he will always leave an argument, even if he is in the right, and he will have everything else. That's why his place is not on the outskirts, it's not in the center, but it's in the highest level of Jannah, which is Jannatul Firdaus. So it's the whole package. And mashallah, some people naturally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with certain characteristics they already have. Everybody, like the ulama say, in the path of Allah ta'ala, they mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scattered the akhlaq and the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the ummah. Everybody has something. When Sayyid Ahmad Khan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, when you go and mix with people, your intention should be, Ya Allah, this person has some diamond inside of them, my job is to find it. ہر ایک کے اندر کچھ نہ کچھ خوبی اللہ تعالیٰ نے رکھا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ has placed some amazing quality in everyone. Even if the person outwardly may not be the most easiest, you know, going person, very difficult person, very challenging person. They themselves might say, I'm not an easygoing person, I'm a very challenging person. But they themselves, Allah has placed something in them which is amazing. So it's our job to treat everybody in the best possible manner. I remember someone was mentioning about the great scholar from older, Mullah Fadlur Rahim Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. He's saying, I was sat with him, and a person came into the room, clean shaven, wearing suit and tie, very, you know, like a Western kind of outlook or outward kind of dress code. But Shaykh Fadlur Rahim Sahib hugged him, and he gave him a big hug with so much love, so much affection. And then he sat him down, he held him by the hand, and he spoke to him so nicely, a good couple of minutes, long period of time. And then the person went. And then he looked at him and he said, do you know, when he came into the room, I could smell the stench of alcohol from him. And obviously, this was what the person didn't pick up. The rest of it is all. He goes, however, his heart is very good. But look, ignore everything else and focus on the fact Allah Ta'ala has given this amazing quality inside of him. Inshallah, with time, a person should never be judgmental. A person is like this now. You know, today he doesn't dress according to the sunnah. Today he's doing some bad habit. Today he's not performing salah. Today, tomorrow Allah Ta'ala can change the whole situation. How many saints of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala were such that they had a history? No, say a history. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, all of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi. Many of them, if you look in the early part of their life, they had different, you know, challenges, hurdles, obstacles. Not all of them were on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The latter part of their life, subhanAllah, they became those people, like I was mentioning the story of Sayyidina Bishr Hafi. The pious scholars of his time would say, when they were drinking Zamzam, Ya Allah, when I die, I want to be buried near Bishr Hafi. This became his rank. So the reality is this, and never to be judgmental. My point is talking about good akhlaq. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has established another chapter here. Babul Hilmi wal Anati wal Rifqi. The chapter on Hilm and Anat and Rifq. Three qualities Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions. Hilm is a very difficult quality to put into one word in English. You know, some people say it's forbearance. Forbearance. Okay. Sabr, being patient with people and being tolerant with them and being able to read the whole picture. Now, forbearance, tolerance, patience, wisdom, so many things come inside hilm. Hilm is basically where a person has anger. Everybody naturally has anger, but they know how to use the anger in the right place, where to use the anger, where to control the anger. It's a lot of wisdom. One of the most difficult qualities to have. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned another hadith that la halima illa dhu athra. A person cannot have this quality of hilm until they themselves have made a lot of mistakes in life. They make mistakes, they know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of making mistakes, people's anger, people don't like you, people shout at you. So now when they deal with people, they were once there, you know? They know how to be forgiving, they know how to say, it's okay, it doesn't matter, these things happen. You know, so the Prophet ﷺ said, "La halima." There is no halim. There is no one who has this quality of hilm, except that he has made previous mistakes. Although naturally, some people Allah Taala gives them this quality. Natural qualities, Subhanallah, Allah chooses. Allah gives. Like Rasulullah ﷺ naturally had these beautiful akhlaq, even prior to becoming a Nabi of Allah. Prior to becoming a Nabi of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave him this. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So that's hilm. Anat. Anat means calmness. Being steady, being relaxed, being calm, being composed. And warifq, rifq is softness. Now this is when you deal in a situation, dealing with a person, dealing with a matter, you adopt a soft, you know, a relaxed, manner. All three of these qualities are from the qualities of Islam and from the husnul khuluq, from the good akhlaq. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وقال تعالى ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وقال تعالى ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم. So a few ayat, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings at the start of this chapter. Some of these ayat have already appeared in previous chapters because they're interconnected. Many of these good akhlaq, they're interconnected. That's why they say there's jar, there's roots of good akhlaq and there's roots of bad akhlaq. Once you have the root of those good akhlaq, the root of good akhlaq, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, the first chapter he brings, Babu Tawadu'. Babu Tawadu' wa khafdil janah lil mu'minin. That is the root of good akhlaq. Humility, I am the worst person in the room. I'm the useless one. I'm the worst one. That's the root of all good akhlaq. Once you can master this one, everything else is like a tree where the branches just grow. And the root of bad akhlaq is takabbur, pride, arrogance. If that one is active, hyperactive, superactive, then it will cause so many things. It'll cause hasad, it'll cause jealousy, it'll cause anger, it'll cause hatred, it'll cause loads and loads and loads of backbiting, the rest of it. If you can control that takabbur, and the opposite of takabbur is tawadu, so they're both connected. Tawadu, lower yourself. If you can make yourself the lowest person, the rest of good akhlaq will follow. If you feel that you've got this superiority complex, I'm better than other people, I'm better than you, you talk to me like this, then the rest of the bad akhlaq will follow. So these are the usul, the jar, the roots of good akhlaq, humility. Lower yourself, wipe yourself out, finish yourself, extinguish yourself. I am nothing, useless, futile person. Everything I have which is good inside of me is Allah's gift. Allah's given it to me, I didn't deserve nothing. Starting from Iman and Islam and performing Salah and doing everything that I'm doing, the person there is better than me, he deserves it more than me. That person deserves it more than me, that person deserves it more than me. Yeah, so one of the pious people who was married to a lady used to cause him so much so much harm, so much hardship. Always she would swear at him, shout at him, and she would lash out at him and this and that. Someone found and said, Shaykh, what are you doing? Why don't you just give her talaq? Why are you holding on to her? She causes you so much abuse, so much harm. He says, if I give her divorce, she's going to get married to somebody else. And that person is going to have to suffer from her. So I'd rather deal with her, have patience with her, so that another person doesn't have to. Look at where their mind would go. Allah. Genuinely. That another person should be avoided. Maybe not now, later on she'll get married to someone else, and bichara, that person will be parishan, and that person will be in a difficult state. So I'll just tolerate it. I'll just bear it. I'll just deal with it. You know, always take it on myself. Take it on myself. Last week I was talking about khidmat. And I mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidul qawmi fi safari khadimuhum. A person is made the leader, naturally they be made the leader because they have the best qualities for leadership. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't let that get to your head, be the khadim of the people. Serve, 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 serve. I was sitting with my sheikh last week and he has autistic children, and he's saying, Mufti, this is a raz, a secret Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept inside of khidmat. A person who does khidmat, they get to such levels and closeness with Allah Ta'ala, you can't get there through any other path. The secret that you can, it's like it's a shortcut to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, get through khidmat. Allah's given you autistic children, alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, I'm happy with whatever condition you put me in. Parents, elderly parents, I want to do this, I want to do that. Mom needs help, father needs help, they need to go into the bathroom, they need to be put to bed, they need to... I mentioned the story of Pir Ghulam Habib Naqshbandi rahmatullahi alayhi, that his son was mentioning, that my grandmother, his mother when she was elderly, he was a great sheikh and he had so many students and people would come to him, but he would sit the whole night awake next to his mum. When will mum wake up? She might need something. She might need my help. She might need my assistance. They would sacrifice everything else. Chordo sab kuch. Priority is this one. Priority is this. Priority, Allah has given me a child who needs help. Priority is this. And sometimes I say, you know, because of my... children, I can't do this reading, I can't do that, I want to do this, I want to do that. Leave all of this. If you happily accept Allah has put me in this situation and happily serve these children Allah has blessed you with, you can attain much more than you can attain by doing ibadat and dhikr and tilawat and this and that. It's a secret Allah Ta'ala has placed in khidmat, service, 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 service. Allah Ta'ala loves those who serve. Serve people, because service is part of lowering yourself, humbling yourself, and it's part of that tawadu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ And those people who swallow their anger. Last week this ayah was discussed. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ Those people who swallow their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ And they forgive the people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. So this is connected to hilm. Hilm, sabr, tahammul, you know, bearing it patiently, and tolerating, and then forgiving, and then moving on. And it has to happen quite quickly. With hilm, it happens quickly. Normally, Everybody can do it. Yeah, we move on from situations. You know, this person did something to me 10 years ago. I held a grudge for 9 years, but now it's been too long. You know, let's move on. Eventually we move on. Eventually things become old. But with hilm, it happens very quickly. Very quickly. Happens, you absorb it. Whatever they did, they swore at you, they hurt you, they harmed you, you absorb it. And then you come up with some beautiful thing. Beautiful reaction, beautiful display. So it's not something which is easy. It's something which is very difficult. Gradually takes time. And some people, Allah blesses them, they naturally have it, mashallah. Very soft people. You know, you do anything to them, they'll always forgive, they'll always overlook. But for us, weak people, we have to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to take out His anger on me, every time I did something wrong, what would happen? Right? Always, in every situation, in every picture, Allah is watching me, Allah is with me. How would Allah ta'ala deal with me? The way I'm dealing with this person, would I want Allah ta'ala to deal with me like that? This person, the great scholar from India, Mufti Muhammad al-Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi, he was in his room doing some work, and someone came. Sheikh, my daughter's passed away. I've got no money for her burial expenses, for her kafan, for her shrouding, for her this, for that. So much money I need. Please, can you help me? He said, how much do you need? He gave him all the money. The person went. Sheikh came out of his room, and there are a few people there talking. Oh, that guy, he asked me as well. A few people had been scammed by this person. That person had gone to a few people saying, oh, my daughter's passed away, I really need money for her shrouding, for her burial. You know, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, these things happen quite, you know, normally. So they're talking, oh my gosh, I gave it as well. He's saying, I gave it as well. Saying, Sheikh, did you give it? Sheikh saying, I gave it as well. Saying, Sheikh, why didn't you investigate? Should have investigated. Do you actually have a daughter, first of all? Has she even passed away? Sheikh said, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was lying. And I thought to myself, Ya Allah, look at this bichara, this person. He has stooped so low that he is lying about the death of his daughter so he can rob people and scam from people. Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, you have kept me so much better than that, that you haven't made me go, you know, stoop this low. Out of appreciation that Allah has not made me like him, I gave him the money. Look at the way the minds work, you know? Look at the way the minds work. You said, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was lying. But I didn't bother. I didn't concern myself. I didn't care about it. So this forgiving people, swallowing anger, forgiving people, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِ Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. I explained this ayat 2 weeks ago. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ And Allah Ta'ala says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ Hold on to afw, forgiveness. Hold on to forgiveness. Take firm hold of afw, meaning make that your orna bichona. Be someone who is always forgiving, overlooking, you know, letting people off the hook. Be that person. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ And always tell people to do good things. وَأَعْدِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ And ignore, avoid the jahileen people. People, ignorant people. Bichai doesn't know. Jahil doesn't mean say, you're a jahil, you know. Stay away from the jahileen does not mean I say to him, you're a jahil, that's why I'm not going to talk to you. It means, understand that that person doesn't have the same level of understanding as you. If he had the same knowledge as you, the same wisdom as you, you know, I know in this situation, I need to deal with it in this manner. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives me the understanding. Somebody else doesn't realize. They're speaking harshly, they're behaving in a funny manner, in a strange manner. He doesn't know. So ignore him. Don't get triggered by him. Don't get angered by him. Be calm, be relaxed. Think, you know what, bichara doesn't know. If he knew better, he would not have done this. This is the Islamic teaching. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ And Allah Ta'ala states, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ Hasana and Sayyi'ah are not the same. Good and bad are not the same. Good and bad, there's a huge difference between good and bad. And good akhlaq and bad akhlaq. And good things and bad things. A person who has aql understands that this is good and this is bad. This is right and this is wrong. This is positive and this is negative. You understand that. So they will always walk on that side. Someone says, why are you not going there? Very appealing, very attractive, very this, very that. They'll say, you know, there's a difference between what I'm getting here and what is over there. Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ And then Allah Ta'ala mentions about our dealings, our akhlaq, our behavior. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ If someone does something to you which you do not like, then retaliate in a good manner. Retaliate in a good manner. Now you know what a good manner is. Someone sworn at me, someone has hurt me, someone has spoke bad about me behind my back, and now I need to go and see them. Now I need to go and talk to them. Whereas I've already found out the person has been talking bad about me. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and those who came after them, that person in front of them didn't harm them, behind their backs spoke, you know, so negatively about them. When they would deal with them, they would greet them with so much love, so much affection. It would not affect interactions with them. Allah Ta'ala is saying, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِيهِ أَحْسَنُ. Whenever you retaliate against someone who's harmed you, always retaliate in the best manner. And then what is Allah's law, Allah's usul? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Kya hoga? What will happen? If you, someone harms you, hurts you, why are they harming you, hurting you? Because they don't like you. They got an issue with you. They got a problem with you. If you always retaliate in a good manner, Allah's usul is فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ, then what will eventually happen is the person between you and between them that is enmity, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, he'll become like your best friend. Allah. If your reaction always is a muhabbat, filled with affection, filled with kindness, your enemy will become your best friend. I remember my father-in-law, he mentioning that there's this person in Bradford, he used to speak always negatively of him. Always. Any gathering, any majlis, people will come and say, Muftisab, this person said this about you. Muftisab, this person said this about you. This person said this about you. Once that person fell very ill and he was in hospital, my father-in-law said, I had just come back from Umrah, I had just landed. Someone phoned me saying, you know, because they didn't live far from each other, but the person had so many issues with him. He talks like this, he looks like he's like this, he's this, this, always mentioning negatively. Father-in-law would ignore it. As soon as he found out he was in the hospital, he came straight away. He landed off the flight, he came straight to the hospital to meet that person. And he said, the person saw me and he started bawling like a baby. He's saying, nobody else has come to visit me and you're the first person to come and visit me. And all I have been doing is talking bad about you. And he said, from that time, that person is like my closest supporter. Always, what do you need? I'm here for you, anything you need. Exactly what Allah Ta'ala is saying here. And this is just a small example, but there are millions of examples. And we can see this example in our life. Whenever a person says, you know what, it doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala's instruction to me is always be good, always be loving, always be forgiving. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm angry with him because he did something to me. For one mistake he made, I want to punish him. If Allah Ta'ala punished me for one mistake, I would already be destroyed years ago. I would not be where I am. I'd not be performing salah. I'd not be following the sunnah. I'd not be doing this. I'd not be doing that. I would have been destroyed years ago if Allah Ta'ala punished me the first time I made a mistake. But Allah Ta'ala is always kind, saying, it's okay. It's okay. You know, he'll do tawbah. It's okay, he'll change. So if Allah Ta'ala can say, it's okay, he'll change, why can't I say, it's okay, he'll change? And Allah's kindness upon me has not stopped, so why has my kindness upon that person stopped? This is the way, it's God consciousness, taqwa, always keeping muraqabah, always keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front. This is the way to actually move forward. This is the way to actually be able to remove all these grudges and enmity and destroying every single home. Brothers are enemies for life. Parents, and nowadays, subhanallah, black magic is becoming so common. I was talking about this in tafsir lesson. Evil eye. How evil eye is becoming so common. Jadu is becoming common. I sit in the company of people who can do certain amal, this and that. It's just, this, people are doing voodoo doll magic on their own family members. Parents are doing voodoo doll magic on their children. It's so much enmity, hasad. A lot of it is over material things. Why has he got this? Why has he got that? Why has he got this? This is the reality, sad reality. Our focus is all dunya, and our focus is not at all. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinking? Who's enjoying? Who's got the most nicest this? Who's got the most nicest that? And if he's got it, I can't tolerate it. I need to take him down. I need to destroy him. I can't sleep unless he does not have that thing anymore. And he needs to go from him. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا. This is not very easy nuskha, not a very easy method that you just be good to someone who hurt you, harmed you. It's not easy. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا. No one will be able to do this except for someone who has a lot of sabr, lot of patience. This is a hill, lot of patience, strength to say, you know what, I've forgiven you, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm not going to treat you any differently based on whatever you've done to me. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only that person will do it who Allah has written a great share of goodness for that person. Only that person will be able to behave and retaliate in this manner. Everybody else is retaliating. They don't talk to me. People are making New Year's resolutions. It's a new year. This year, anyone in the past, I've been too kind to people. From this year, my resolution is, anyone who doesn't make time for me, I'm not going to make time for them. Anyone who doesn't talk to me, I'm not going to talk to them. Anyone who's not nice to me, they're making New Year's resolutions that this is how I'm going to be. Exactly the opposite of what the Quran is telling us to be. My New Year's resolution is, kya bilkul shaitan jaisa ban jaunga. Ajeeb, this is reality. And then last time, inshallah, we'll do the ahadith next week. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. As for those people, as for the one who has sabr, he has patience, again, this bardasht, you know, tolerance, patience, and ghafar, and he forgives other people, إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Indeed, this is from the most difficult things. Azm, difficult, and also, difficult, and also rewarding things. Very difficult thing, and it carries great amount of reward. So inshallah, I think we'll just stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of these sifat. Allah ta'ala bless us with them, and inshallah next week we'll continue from the hadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.